October 23rd, 2009, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Like a universe. A new world stretching out in front of us. Cherish the moment. yourself as you are. At the core, seeds of light waiting to grow. Like a universe, a new world stretching out in front of us. Cherish the moment. See yourself as you are. At the core, of light waiting to grow. Are you ready?
About the what? The tea.
Watt for Pedro Show, October 23rd, 2009. Guest, Miss Peak, who just ran away, I think. She's on the phone with Nels Klein. Why don't you come here and share your conversation, Miss Peek?
Nels, that gives you his love to you.
Did you get off?
He's running
quickly
off into the gate.
You know how to get Miss Peek off the leash quick? Just start the radio show.
Yes.
All of a sudden, quickly.
It's very commonly done.
Yeah, quickly. She ran off and then... Anyway, welcome aboard. When's the last time you were in Pedro to do radio show with me?
2 weeks ago, right?
Brother Matt's.
Yes.
That was the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point.
Here.
You're not in the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point.
No, I did it twice. Right?
Yeah, here, I'll say it again.
A year ago.
When was the last time?
I don't remember.
Okay, honest.
I have to go look
appreciate
at your
that.
Website.
Okay, start off the show with Mr. John Coltrane along with Miles Davis doing Tad's Delight. And then we heard From Brain, a two-person version of Migu, Shimi Mizuko, of course, her band. And they're in New York City right now. They played a gig last night. Shimi said it went very well. I think Sean Lennon joined them on a song, Spider.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same word for cloud, you know, as spider. Kumo.
Is it same word?
You know, we do stuff like that in English. I see you. I paddled my kayak in the sea. By the way, I did paddle the kayak. Lou Manor's wife. It's our 40th birthday, and since I had no men available today or tonight to do gig for her birthday, I said, I'll take you paddling in Pedro and bring you through the Angel's Gate. They both had kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that you meet a husband and wife partnership, each with a kayak. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get married. So anyway, we heard From Brain, a practice version. But at the gig last night, they had Sean. I think Miss Yuka joins them tonight. Maybe Mr. Nels, that's where he's going, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your conversation you just had.
Oh, he was just telling me about the automatic timer in his living room might not go on the same time. That's all he was. Just now. Because I look after his place when he's gone. So, didn't get into any details once.
His automatic timer might not go on.
Yeah, it's in the living room.
Might not be so automatic.
Yeah, well, it might not go
might
on
fail.
Exactly time that he wants it, because he times it for a living room light to go on.
Oh, it's a light.
Yeah, it's
so people
light.
Know not to steal stuff.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Somebody's home, don't steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he joins in on the gig tonight, who knows?
I don't know.
I know he's going to play with those two along with me first week of January to make second brother-sister-daughter album, and on New Year's what they call... Countdown gig?
Oh, over there? In the New York side?
No, Tokyo.
Right
now is New York City action. Watt's not part of that.
Okay.
But end of December to first week of January.
Right.
So January 8th, I'm there to play Countdown gig, which is December 31. We Jam Econo 09 mini festival. A lot of cats playing, brother, sister, daughter, one of them. And then we make second album.
And then everybody comes to Thailand.
I would like. Miss Peek is going to go back home for a little while.
Yeah.
To explore roots, do a photograph, MMA fighters.
And exploit.
And exploit MMA fighters.
And my family.
And her family. And make it uncomfortable for her cats.
Yeah.
No, she's bringing her cats are now in Chicago.
Yeah.
They had an intense ride.
Yeah, hating.
And she used to asking me about this. What do you think? And I think it is trauma on them.
It is.
And like you were saying, older cats want stability.
Yeah.
No change, consistency.
Yeah, they got used to, because you know, once you train your cats to be used to certain things, you kind of.
When the
like
cats
you,
train you.
You kind of you kind of owe it to them to keep that.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Because I taught them to like be quiet and not bother, don't get on the table, and you know, so they.
Stern matron.
Yeah, so,
you know, one of the ways we domesticate, you know, with the dogs, it was kind of easy. They're social animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're pack animals. We became alpha.
Mm-hmm. Right,
pack head. The cats don't really live together. Only I think lions.
Yeah.
The other ones kind of. So what we did to domesticate them, to bring them into our world, was keep them kitties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they never purr in the wild when they're adults. They never paw around and roll around. We kept them kitties.
Yeah, they're
so in a way, you're right about us owning them because we change their lives.
Yeah.
By have them come into the house with us.
Yeah.
Asking us, and also ask them to live with other ones.
Yeah.
Like I'll see them down at the cliffs and the beach, you know, the homeless, the feral cats.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of live with each other. But you can see there's distances.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I'm wondering if they're just waiting for the crazy cat ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a crazy cat man. Why do people call them crazy for doing that?
Because they're not normal.
For chowing them? You know why I think there's there's a guy there, but I think a lot of the ladies do it because they're not really young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're ladies whose children have grown up. And it kind of...
It's a form of replacement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like people who hoard things.
I'm going to take care of these little ones now.
Mm-hmm.
My little ones have gone up,
like,
and now I'm going to take care... They're full out.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't just... getting a sack of breadcrumbs or something. This is like little wagons with the water. And some of them, they spread out blankies for them. So while they're chowing, the cats are laying on blankies. I mean, they build little homes for them in the side of the hills. You can tell they really care. Actually, feral cats, I think, help the town too as far as rat control.
Mm.
I heard some of the towns like Beverly Hills wanted to borrow some of ours.
Mm.
Yeah, seems it's good to have some percentage of feral.
Sure.
That doesn't mean unfixed feral with all out of control babies, but the rats don't, they're not pets, so pet ones aren't going to really get them as much. You need kind of got those living out on the street.
But then again, on the other extreme, you got like cats running around in like Galapagos Islands and ruining the cycle of things.
Cats weren't brought there.
Yeah.
They weren't indigenous. Yeah.
Yeah.
There, so we say evasive?
Invasive?
Yeah.
Or
invasive?
Intrusive or whatever.
Coming in there where nature spends lots of time to build the balances.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you introduce things that just...
Yeah.
Man does this over and over again. Sometimes nature does this. There's a new theory I was reading about dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the meteor theory and... Some cats say, no. It was nature all of a sudden made bridges where there wasn't bridges.
Mm.
And you had species. And it was germs.
Mm.
No immunities. This happened with humans.
Right,
with the New World. Yeah. When Europe people came with their healthy syphilis and thing. Measles. And, well, they're mourning on each other. And just people who didn't die were kind of immune.
Right.
You write these things, plagues and stuff, wouldn't kill everyone, and whoever made it was, well, these New World people had no immunities, and maybe 10, 20 to every bullet died of these bugs. So maybe this is what happened with dinosaurs.
Yeah, a
combination of things. But getting back to the cats, and maybe not so big, long scope of evolutionary trends, but in the now, in the socialization, living with our cat friends, and owing them good care. So in a way, I'm grateful to those crazy ladies, or, you know. Did you see the plastic doll? Who had the plastic? Somebody, God, I can't remember where I saw it, but they sell it like a Barbie doll or something. It's called Cat Lady, Crazy Cat Lady, and it's a lady with cats all over her, and they're in the pockets of her robe.
Oh,
and
it's a character now.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lifestyles of the U.S. or something, I guess. One persona you could...
Is that pretty unique?
Well, you're a kid, right? You're living through. You know, I want to be a fireman, a policeman. Maybe I want to be Crazy Cat Lady. And why not live through this? You know, as a child, you're exploring these options. No, not good.
Sure.
I see so many peddling and paddling.
Mm-hmm.
My town must have at least 10 full-time ones.
What, cat ladies?
They kind of, some of them know each other. Yeah, one cat dude.
Cat dude.
This guy, yeah, the guy, he puts out his chair, starts reading his paper with them, you know, and they're sitting there and chowing around him. Yeah.
Wow.
He's commiserating. He's not, I never heard him talking with him, but he's out there sharing time with them.
Yeah. There's a pigeon guy I saw. Homeless guy.
Pigeon guys?
Pigeons all over him.
Well, you know, there's a famous guy in San Francisco with those cormorants. Those chariot cormorants.
What's that?
There's a documentary called The Parrots of Telegraph Hill. They're actually not parrots. They're
not
cormorants.
Okay.
Well, they're cousins.
Okay.
Cousin. They're the birds from the Andes, and people brought them as pets, and they were too noisy and bitey.
They live forever, too.
Well, you know what? Parrots.
They live like 100 years.
There's Old World. I'm thinking a lot of those birds are New World. I wonder, does Thailand have parrot? Well, I know Australia does, has these parakeets.
Yeah.
Or what are they called? Nanny would know. Budgies. Budgies. They have these budgies, which is kind of a little cousin. And Australia has like many, many different kinds of these budgies that are only, well, Australia has a lot of life that's only for Australia. But one of these are these budgies. So I'm thinking Thailand must have some tropical birds too. And tropical birds, tropical animals, they're a lot of competition. So you learn to be very showy with your feathers, showy with your voice.
Yeah.
You know what I got a picture of last week? Two different days pedaling, but same location, on the cliff by Point Firmin Lighthouse. Peregrine falcon.
Hmm.
You didn't get the shot? I flowed.
Maybe.
Gray with a... They have a mustache a little bit, white and red striped chest. Fastest animal in the world. 200 miles an hour in a dive.
Huh. I got the raccoon one.
320 clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got the raccoon. And in Japanese, were they? Hayabusa. Peregrine falcon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were gone for a long time because of the DDT. Made their eggshells soft. But they made them stop doing the DDT. Same with the pelicans. That's why I all started coming back. And
that's good.
He was a peregrine. I wonder if he was the same guy. Now, I got such good shots. I saw on his ankle. Tag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's...
So maybe that's why he was in the same place. Why he was staring me in the eye and stuff and not running away. Although they don't have enemies.
Just
at the
people.
Top of their chain,
people.
Those raptors, mainly peregrines, it's other birds. Sometimes some lizards or mice, but mainly smaller birds.
Yeah, in the air.
Yeah. 200 miles an hour. Can you imagine? That's like a NASCAR coming down through the sky. Yeah, I mean, amazing. And he was there. Looking at me, then start puffing up his thing, preening, plucking in the feathers. And I got all kinds of shots of this. First time not so good a light. It was a little early and gray. But a peregrine falcon. I think a couple of them live in the Vincent Thomas Bridge. I know Catalina has some. But I was thinking, if he was tagged, was he sick? I mean, you know, we got a bird hospital next to the marine mammal one up by where I practice at the old Fort MacArthur. And somebody was telling me, though, that they actually got nets. There's kits to catch these guys so you can tag them. It doesn't hurt the birds. Yeah. It spreads a big old net and they fly into it.
Yeah. Well, soon they just keep
catching. Because they're doing studies. They want to know how endangered, what are their life cycles. And their territories that they chow over and range. Amazing, though. A peregrine falcon. You didn't get shots of me from... Did you get the 10 pelicans? That was a great shot. They're all taken off. They look like they're almost tumbling. And the colors... The color of the water has a lot to do with the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's reflecting. So if it's a hazy day, you get this water color that's kind of platinum, silver, blue. You know, it's pretty amazing. And the pelicans were taken off on this. And then I found a bee, a bumblebee in a flower. Actually, I cheated. I flipped the picture upside down.
I saw that.
Because the flower was actually like this, and
really
the bee
close.
Was up into it.
Yeah.
I made it like...
Yeah. Lies.
I lied. A little bit. I could have been taking the picture upside down.
That's right.
I wasn't. I flipped the picture over, though. But you could see bumblebees are furry.
Mm-hmm.
More than honeybees. But you could see the pollen all over here.
Yeah.
And that's the arrangement. That's why the flowers have the bright colors.
Right.
That's why when I was a meter man, they changed their uniform from green to this yellow. Yeah, all of a sudden the bees were out, you know, flower man. Yeah. Sometimes I am attracted to flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Not so feminine way, but maybe like a bee
sure?
way. Maybe like a bee.
So you
well, they need this to spread the pollen around.
Cross.
It's a deal.
Cross
pollinate.
Pollinate.
I do that in ways. There's metaphoric, allegorical ways I do that, I think, with Torin.
Yeah.
I play in the different towns. Me and my men, you know, either Tom Morello or Peter Jair. We're like bringing people's pollen around. Because it ain't just our own stories. Our stories are warped by the people we meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a way, they're sharing.
Do you feel a sense of responsibility of what bad
well,
that
just,
could also
I'm
be?
I'm trying to say I'm kind of like a bee besides liking flowers.
Okay. Well, that's surely that's what Torin's rock dudes say about flowers on tour.
Do they? Is that why you're using tiny voice? If you were really sure of that theory, I think it would be all loud.
In a different manner. Yeah.
It would be strong voice. With good enunciation. It wouldn't be in a timid, unsure voice.
I'm sleepy.
Oh. Yeah, you got back yesterday.
Yeah.
Columbus.
Oh, like, yeah.
And from Ohio, was from Columbus.
Columbus. Yeah, I took...
He wasn't originally from there. He was from Toronto, a little town on the...
Yeah.
Border with Pennsylvania, but okay. He went to school there. Ohio State, big school.
What, you
Buckeyes.
Did?
No. And from Ohio, the singer, guitar player for Firehose.
Oh, I don't know.
A band I toured with for 7.5 years with George Hurley. And always played Columbus.
Yeah.
Start with Minuteman.
Is it
Minuteman? I remember, here's my first Columbus gig. Minuteman, Campaign Trail, 1984, we come to town, you know, Dukowski booked the gig. Dukowski built the whole circuit we stood the door on. Thank you, Chuck. But anyway, this, most of the time happening, very happening. This one time not happening. In fact, the guy denies there was a gig. What do you mean? No gig. There's a gig. Yeah, there's a gig. No. So here, you know, we're in Columbus and we have no gig. Well, we see there's a club down the street from this record store where, not to make anybody feel bad about that, but what a lame thing to do, you know. Why didn't he tell Chuck weeks ago or something? Anyway, it turned out to be fortuitous. This is why you don't get too high and mighty on yourself. Right?
No.
Right? No? You always stay high and mighty?
No, that's
okay.
How you
anyway,
were.
This club was called Stash's Little Brother, and, go in there and we, you know, sing our sad song,
mm-hmm.
Cry the River,
mm-hmm.
And not really, but kind of relate. And they could relate. So there they, you're going to play. We're going to put a gig for you. And they put flyers up on the, now it's on High Street, which is right in front of the big school.
Is it the same day or the next day?
No. Next day we got another gig.
Oh, so that's the same day. Okay.
You follow well.
Intense.
And they put up the flyers once again. I continue. They put up the flyers, and we get a crowd there. Yeah. We play our gig, our first Columbus gig. Beautiful. Yeah. Dan Dugan.
Yeah.
Those cats. Now, his club's gone. I played that bit, who moved, but he moved down the street and stuff and kept playing, but now even that pad's gone. But I'll always remember Dan Dugan and how they went to bat for us like that at the last minute. People are beautiful.
Was it in the 80s?
1984, I think I said. The Campaign Trail, Minuteman. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I neglected
that.
I neglected that. You want to play some music?
И вы сама на самом деле.
Я говорю, зачем она говорит. Пер.
What from Pedro Show? You're not drinking your kogi.
I say am. Kogi. I warned you if I drink too much.
Then you start, the tiny voice leaves and the big voice appears.
Just waiting for you to anger me.
Not anger, just big.
When I'm self-righteous?
Big indifference. Yeah. Or yeah, it could be self-righteous, but yeah. I would figure it'd be more skeptical, inquisitive. Not skeptical.
Skeptical.
Yeah.
In what you're saying.
I shouldn't say. No, you would... I think you might want it to get a little butch and be cynical. But I think it would err on the side of skeptical or inquisitive. Or
reactionary,
or compensating for feeling ignorant.
Oh, are you trying to blow my cover?
No.
Don't tell anyone that.
No, of course not. I'm the ignorant one. That's why I ask you so much to learn. And you have your leash close by because Nels keeps using girly text.
Girly text from the plane that supposedly have left the terminal at 1 o'clock.
Right. Which was 15 minutes ago.
It's his way of...
Did you hear about the pilots?
That went over? About 150
And they claimed
miles?
That they were having a heated discussion, a debate, but the aviation authorities are saying, no, you conked.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're looking at the black box now.
Well, they're just saying, how could guys miss it that long being the discussion?
It was like an hour, right? Or something like that.
And no warning, they're not getting any radios from other guys, and it's like because they're in this discussion. Or maybe
them,
yeah, they said they were talking with each other, very about the way things were being run or something at the airline.
Sure.
And I know that the authorities are saying, no, you were conked. That's why nobody heard anything.
But that is a freaky situation. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because they were going to send, like, flight of planes to go look for
it. It might be another, like, we're going to run you into a building thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Wouldn't that have been terrible?
Yeah.
Shoot it down just because some guys are conked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Too bad they couldn't get a hold of somebody else on the plane. Hey, would you go over and wake a pilot up?
Maybe they should install another system.
Or maybe, yeah, some kind of... I was thinking of a device...
They
take off,
right?
No, something like a little hand that has the big hunk of their hair in the grip.
Yank it every time you conk.
They get yanked.
Oh, just smacking the head.
Or even heated discussions.
Yeah, it's called, do you know what they call that? Air hostess.
Now that should be back of the hand with big, wearing big fancy rings. Okay, I should tell the people what we played. We played stuff from the former, that's such a weird word, but the former Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
The Balkans, Southern Slav people. We had Pastorama from Belgrade Noise, which used to be called Belgrade Noise Society. They shortened their name.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Then we had Tiny Little Voice from Revolts, Croatia. In Boiling by Zismayer, Montenegro band. Maj 7 by Kobayashi, Slovenia band. Friend of the Neighborhood by Stop the Pigeon, a Macedonia band. And finally Hope from SCH, a Bosnia band. So music from stuff going on over there now. I can't wait to play there again. I've played all the, except Bosnia and Montenegro. Almost was going to play Bosnia, but last minute the gig got scissored. So it ended up that Ljubljana, Slovenia was the last Stooges gig with Ronnie.
All right, you mentioned that to Tom.
Yeah. I did mention that. So, drink this coffee.
Okay, fine.
And speak, no? No, but you got big plans.
I got
the reason you she went, speak went to Chicago was to get her gatos, her cats, a new home with family.
Yeah.
Because, well, number one, you feel Yeah. Responsibility, right?
Right?
Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's like, there is no way in hell I'm going to leave them, like, to shelter or all that stuff. You know, there's no way. They've been with me for like 12 years, 13 years, all their lives. They're brother and sister, and but they don't get along. But then they're used to each other, just like any sibling.
Tolerate?
Yeah.
Arrangement?
Yeah. And I don't know. It's like really sad, because when I left them, they pretty much heartbroken, because I realized they're really attached to me, because they look for like a response from a familiar source, which is my
yeah.
voice, the way I treat them,
yeah.
the way I pull their tails around,
yeah.
all that stuff. They look for that.
The bites on the face.
Yeah. And so it's not going to be the same. They're going to be, you know, bitter for a while.
Well, the ride was kind of traumatic, huh?
Yeah.
One road in...
Yeah, I have to research, like, airlines have all kinds of different rules about pets.
One you took got to put be with you in the cabin, but the other
yeah,
one...
Yeah, the one went into the cargo, and
yeah.
one came into the cabin with me, which was not a problem until the second leg of the flight where somebody was allergic.
Oh.
And I got moved. I got moved seas.
The dander and the cat, some people. George Hurley used to be there.
It was kind of cute, because I really appreciate this airline, American Airlines. The host dude, he also asked if anybody else is allergic to the cat, and then of course some other people moved around, and I feel like I sat there, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And he just came to me like, look, we have pets on board all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Don't feel bad.
People fart in elevators.
Yeah, and babies.
Oh, yeah, babies.
You know, I'm allergic to babies, so...
The crying kind, the screaming.
Who's looking after
me? You know, I laugh when that starts happening, because a baby doesn't understand.
I know.
Sort of like your cats. What was... Now, the two different experiences each had,
yeah.
and what was the result?
The result, like, I think the boy one that went underneath, he cried,
cargo.
He pissed, he freaked out, but he got to express. You know, he probably just make noise the whole time, which is why I put him under the plane. But the one...
The girl,
she was so freaked out and sad and depressed and shaking that she didn't pee, didn't make a noise, and ended up, she got actually sick.
Sick,
like,
after?
Yeah.
By repressing these?
Yeah, I think so, because she was so traumatized.
Yeah, yeah.
But people
yeah,
thought I was
well,
dating
I think like
her.
A baby. Baby does not understand what I'm going up in this tube.
Yeah.
Thousands of feet.
And the sound.
And the pressure
yeah.
on the ears. They don't understand this.
I was starting to pay
this motion.
A lot of attention to
where's this motion?
Like
it's never like this on the earth in
yeah.
my house.
Right.
What's
and
this
it's
about?
The engine. It's probably reminds them of like vacuum or leaf blower, which
right,
really
right.
freaks
which
them
is
out.
Crazy, yeah.
So.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour, October 23rd, 2009. Wat Pedro Show, hold tight for hour two. We'll continue this peak.
Shit happens. I guess so.
October 23rd, 2009. It's the second hour of the Wat from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Started the second hour off with something from Nels Klein. We've been playing the last two shows. This is an excerpt from a Nels Klein band. It didn't have a name. You were there.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Shitting Factory?
Shitting Factory.
I didn't make it.
September 20th, 2009? Oh. You didn't make it. Where were you?
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, I remember I had a concert that day. I couldn't make
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, anyway, he had a band. It was just called Nels Klein, though. It didn't have a band name.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Berardi was on the drums. Becca
mm-hmm.
on alto, who had broken ribs.
Mm.
You know about this?
Yeah.
At the roofies?
Yeah.
Somebody snuck roofies on her and her friends. And but big problem, she ended up having a seizure and breaking ribs. But she still played great. And Steve McKay
mm-hmm.
Played.
Mm-hmm.
Just in town to practice with me and Scotty Sahn, James Williamson, and I can't remember the bass player's name. Stand-up guy, big man. Great cat. Can you get girly texts for Nels?
I think he's on the plane.
Is he on the plane now?
Sure.
You were getting him, though, right? And then we heard Semiotics from Department of Real Estate. Yeah, Keel Griffin, Department of Real Estate. Great band. Dose got to play with them. And I get to play on my birthday, my 52nd birthday, December 20th, in Long Beach at the Prospector, and Keel Griffin's going to be with Joe Berardi and Motoko Honda. And it's the name of that painting. Or maybe it's a Andre Breton poem object, some kind of joke where it's a Mona Lisa with a mustache, and it has its the title's made out of it's an acronym made out of initials.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't remember the name. LLOOQQN. You should look that up. I feel stupid. I will later. But you know what Semiotics is, right?
No.
You know
gun?
Umberto Eco? Do you see the books in my shelf?
Sorry.
See Umberto Eco? See Umberto Eco? See the blue one next
okay.
to Bukowski?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then next to that, I have many of his books. His most famous one was probably one they made a movie out of called Name of the Rose, Sean Connery. Not his best book. I like The Island of the Day Before Today. What does it say? The Island of the Day. Can you read that?
The first time I came
the blue.
To you do your radio show, you suggested
that book?
Pebbles. Sand Pebbles.
Sand Pebbles, but that's Richard McKenna.
No, I'm just saying that one book I still haven't read.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Do you need it? Do you have a copy?
No.
Here, let me get it.
Oh, man.
I can read this to you. It's The Island of the Day Before. Let me get Pete's book.
It's nice. It's in the bathroom.
You always gotta have books in the head. This is the advantage of
I'm
books
so
over pewters.
Honored.
And anyway, Umberto Eco came up with this thing called semiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what semantics are?
Yeah.
Right, the power of words.
Right.
Whatever the games of words, Mr. Mm-hmm. Wittgenstein and stuff. Well, Mr. Eco kind of related the science of signs.
Mm-hmm.
Something is pointing to something. Everything's an indicator, signifier.
Yeah.
Semiotics. Anyway, that's the name of that Department of Real Estate song. Even though it's instrumental, you could gain insight. And then we heard Ashton by Schooner. And Ashton, spelled the same way as Ronnie's last name, Scotty Sons. I got an interview, courtesy of John Griffin, February 2001, February 27th. Interview with Ron Ashton, yeah, but it's 1 hour and 5 minutes. I'm going to play it next show. It's great. He had a lot of insights about how he got started in music, how the band, different
mm-hmm.
bands he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff, so I'll play that next show. Anyway, that's Schooner. Schooner's got a cat named Steve Howe, a Toronto band, and Steve Howe sent me 10 songs under the Proj name of the island as a unit, and then the Proj itself, like the album name title, Channels. And so I've put based on these 10 songs. So I made an album with Mr. Howe.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another one in the pipeline. Here, let me get a paper.
And I'll just sit here in silence. No, I'll start reading Sand Pebble, chapter 1. Now a great 20th century Fox film. Didn't see that movie either.
Well, Steve McQueen, 1966.
Oh, like, okay. Like him, I think.
Candice Bergen.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I see that now.
It was me and Dee Boone's favorite movie when we were boys.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't tell what it was about, really. But we loved it. I think it was Steve McQueen's Sailor Suit.
Can you do that?
It was one of those big movies where it'd be on two nights on the TV.
Oh.
Part one, two.
Oh.
Okay, then I was on tour Portal for Pyros, and I found the book. Wow, this was a book. Turns out, only book Richard McKenna wrote. He was 23. When I was reading it, I couldn't believe how it was written. I said, this sounds like my... This guy was in the Navy. This sounds like my pop. Turns out he was a chief in engine room for 23-something years in the Navy.
So your dad wasn't lying.
That wasn't my pop. It was...
I know, but the story is kind of the same.
I could tell that this wasn't some writer just listening to sailors, that there had to be a more close experience. I just handed him his piece of paper.
Yeah, what is this?
These are projects I have in the pipeline.
Oh, that's a lot.
Here, read from the beginning. Use that tiny voice of yours.
I got much in the pipeline. My Shabun Nohai, Mike Watt and the Black Gang. album with Estelle Dublin Band. Now I'm conscious because I'm judging myself reading.
But these are different albums. First one, my
Shubun Nohi.
Right?
Okay.
And see, I got all these words here.
Yeah, but...
Try to read them all.
album with Estelle Dublin Band.
No.
Steve McKay.
No,
whole thing. Okay, what's that over? Damn it. I got script. My Shubun Nohi, Mike Watt and the Black Gang. Trying to mix and finish this month. The concept, Autumn, Nels Klein, guitar, Bob Lee on drums.
Second album,
with Estelle, a Dublin band, with Steve McKay on sax, also. Being mixed right now by the Estelle folks at EstelleRocks.com.
Yeah. Now, we recorded that. We had one day off at Stooges touring, and there was a recording studio and a horse stable. We did a whole album. A year before, we did an EP with them, four songs, and now an album. That they're mixing together now.
This is your way of making me read.
Third one.
Something.
No, okay, we can share.
Third one. Steve McKay, Stooges Saxman, album recorded back in March. I play on all songs, but only two are my compositions. This is Pertnir, all mixed, I hear.
Yeah. Steve McKay in March of this year made a solo album. Before I went on my Missing Man tour, I played bass on those songs. I actually wrote two of them, but it's a Steve McKay thing. We did it in Sunset Beach with Dick Deluxe and some friends. His Marco, who's from Steve McKay's original Cardinal Kitchen band he had in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 40th year reunion for him and Marco.
Wow.
So, yeah, I feel neat about being on that. Next one.
Next, Dos y Dos.
Dos y Dos. Two and two?
Fourth album, being mixed right now. Should be out in Feb on Sounds Are Active.
Right.
Here on bass.
Sounds Are Active just put out an album with Nels Klein and G.E. Stinson.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
SSA.
He was passing that around.
No.
I didn't get one.
SAA. Sounds Are Active.
Sounds Active.
Yeah, they also put out the Widow Babies Mike Watt EP. Know about that?
No.
These guys, young people... I think half Pasadena, half Long Beach. They made a mini opera where I come into conflict with a vampire who looks like Abraham Lincoln. And he cuts my hands off. But somehow I get my hands back and I base a river into existence.
I kind of heard about that.
I played the whole thing on the show.
Yeah, maybe that's where I
read. This is a trip.
Next one, Spielgusher.
Ah, yeah,
Spielgusher. Richard Meltzer, spoken word with music behind him, recorded last year in Tokyo, being mixed now, Mr. Shimmy.
Yeah.
On guitar, Miss Yuko on drums.
Yeah. That was, we did 64 pieces of music. He gave me 50 spoken words.
Yeah.
Mr. Shimmy just mixed number 49.
Oh, okay.
So when we got 15 more, it's a lot of work on his part. You can, I mean, they're very small pieces, you know.
Yeah.
To mix an album, but it's very interesting. Richard's poems and our music, and some are instrumental, some are poems on their own. A lot of them are together.
Next, Brothers, Sisters, Daughter, debut album. Recorded last year in Tokyo. Being mixed now, Mr. Shimmy on guitar, Miss Yuko on drums, Nels Klein on guitar.
Yeah. First time Nels Klein ever in Japan.
Yeah, right.
He came in, played the gig with us, Wijamikano 2008
right.
Mini Festival.
And
next 2 days, made the album, and then flew away.
But you were there a few days before.
Well, I was, but not him.
Right.
That was amazing of him. And everybody was amazed. Now we go back first week January to make second album.
So a year later.
Yeah.
Next one, Cuz debut album with Sam Duke in England. Almost all recorded then, needs to be mixed. Mainly just both of us.
Yeah. This is a project. What happened was I had a few days off in England. God, what were we doing? Something, some festival, get wasted, get loaded in a park or some name like this or anyway. So I had some days off. So I took the train down to Brighton, which is an ocean town in England, southern England. And Sam Duke lives there, young guy I know, great musician. And he played drums and I played bass for a couple of days and we just did all these licks. And then later, he puts these licks together to make songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, we build with overdubbing through the internet, trading files.
Uh-huh.
A way of making albums you couldn't do in the old days. And we have some guests, too, and stuff, but mainly it's me and Sam.
Next, Los Pumpkinheads.
Right.
Debut album. The drums and bass have all been recorded. Still needs more keys and spiel. Money Mark on keyboards, Raymond Pettibone singing, John Wicks on drums. I was there, part of it.
That's right. Where was it at? Frogtown.
At, like, the near the L.A. River.
Yeah, they call that part of Silver Lake Frogtown, the north part by the L.A. River.
Okay.
You took pictures.
Yeah.
While Raymond was doing his singing?
Yes.
Yeah, I did all my bass. I came in with bass lines, made 13 songs. All but a couple songs was with John Wicks on drums. I think the engineer guy got on the drums for a couple.
Oh,
or
I
one.
Didn't see that part. Yeah.
And then Money Mark put on his keyboards now.
And remember, I brought a bay there for a minute of it, right?
That's right.
I caught up with him in Chicago the other day.
Really?
He shaved all his hair off. He's still teaching and still doing all the film things that he's doing. An amazing guy. But,
yeah, one of the couchsurfing.com people we had on. He brought him to the recording.
I did too.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and I tutored.
And Raymond, he's dead singing for about half, but he's got the other half. He just got back from New York City yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, Raymond's got a big show in London coming.
When? Like, November,
December?
December?
Maybe December?
Really? Okay. Because I want to see a big show of his at some point.
I think that's the next big one.
The next one, Hibernated Man.
Hyphenated man. You know what a hyphen is, right?
Yeah, we would all...
That little dot dash between words?
Hyphenated. Yeah. Well, yeah, I got that.
Well, all the songs are some kind of man.
I know, but it got drilled in my head during the tour, remember?
Yeah. Tell them. They don't know.
What is that? A week? 10 days worth of of van ride?
We would to learn the piece, right?
Yeah, and we're trying to remember the name.
Yeah, I had a CD with our practice. And we would start this in the morning, right? And part of it was just getting Tom and Raul to remember the titles.
Yes.
Wherever they couldn't get the...
I tried, but I didn't try very hard.
You got... After a while, you started getting the titles.
Only because I want to give Tom shit about.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Which, no, he got it better, of course.
This is my third opera, and I recorded it last May.
With a missing man.
Yeah. 3 days of Tony Mamoni in Brooklyn, Studio G.
Next one, Floored by Four.
Debut, you know about album. This.
Do I? Recorded back in July, being mixed now for release on Sean Lennon's label, Nails Klein Guitar. Dougie Bound? How do you say his name? Dougie Bound? On drums, you go Honda on keyboards. Oh yeah, that's what a few months ago.
This was significant.
The one that I was supposed to go and didn't.
Yeah, this was significant.
Significant, yes, in many ways.
And now it's going to be album soon.
And now it wasn't photographically recorded.
And also, we did a gig. Actually, the 3 days of making the album was getting the set together to play at Central Park.
Yeah.
Which I think the album went a little better. I kind of choked. Really? The other guys played great at the gig, but I got scared. Yeah, a little bit. Next,
No Red Light Flashing.
Oh, yeah.
The album with Jim O'Rourke. Both of Us on Everything, recorded a month ago in Tokyo, needs mixing and more overdubs.
Yeah, now, you know, I play mainly bass, but he said, what else can you play? I said, I know a little mandolin. So
yeah.
Now he's sending the music back, and I have to put mandolin on every
nice.
Song. Somebody play bass with me.
Mandolin is very opposite from bass.
Maybe that's why it's good to do that. I don't know. But in the mind of a lot of my recording experience, although I'm taking chances with some of these new projects, it's been trying to capture, right, a performance. Jim, he does that too, but he also does this thing, well, you start with this, and now you heard that, maybe you want to add this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to add this,
right.
And add this. Way different, right? You start piling and building.
Echoing.
Like with you in photography, sometimes, wow, that's it. Yeah. I captured a thing. Other people, whoa, this shot is just the first part.
Yeah, but no, that's
right?
That's more me, because yeah. That's why I stick around with different people.
But what about
long.
The same work? I know people do this with photographs. They add to the same photograph other
yeah.
things.
But that's what I feel like is what I do. It just kind of keeps.
Well, that's what he does. And obviously painters do this, and
yeah.
You can't paint it all at once, so it comes in stages.
But it's almost like growing, perfecting,
yeah, right.
And getting new thoughts from different...
Right.
Variable
stuff you could have never thought of because it hadn't happened. The
yeah.
situation didn't present itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how we're doing this red light flashing. It's very interesting. And he's an incredible musician. I mean, he can play everything. He played a lot of piano, drums,
mm-hmm.
Bass. There's a lot of two bass. Interesting.
Next, the Island Channels album.
Yeah, this is what I was telling you about. And that's what made me go get the paper.
I was flowed 10 songs, guitar, drums, singing, from a cat named Steve in Canada, who asked me to put bass on it. I don't really know him, but fuck it. Why not? That's my method of operation, by the way. Fuck
yeah.
it.
So you're borrowing from me.
Like, no, I did it first.
I'm borrowing from you.
That's right. This is weird Pro Tools, and my pad just started on this.
And?
So that's it. Just
no,
started.
No, there's...
The following...
Because something's coming up in a month.
Il Sogno del Marinaio?
Marinaio.
Nile.
Il Sogno del Marinaio. That's the Sailor's Dream.
Italian album, be recorded end of November.
Stefano
Pilia on guitar. Andrea Belfi?
Andrea Belfi.
Andrea.
Now, Pilia is Stefano's name. If you just changed that L to an A,
mm-hmm.
it would be Piaia, which is my mother's grandfather's name.
So is it related?
Well, he's from Genoa, and my grandfather was from around San Tommaso in the Dolomiti. Northern Italy, but the east side, where he was the west side. But all Italianos are related, right?
Yeah.
And they're all different. But this is neat, because my mother's people come
mm-hmm.
from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Her father
right.
was Sicilian, which is the way the other end, but still Italian.
You read a little bit, right?
Huh?
You read a little Italian, right?
Yeah, yeah. But Dante, I got into his teenage.
That's what
like,
I thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
But going there to make an Italian album is a trippy thing for me.
And then you're going to Italy in a few weeks.
A month. 21st.
Well, a few weeks now.
2 days short of a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you meant. Yeah.
I do 6 gigs and record the album with those two brothers. Fratelli, we say.
You're going to see Zoo? The band?
I know them.
Yeah, I know you
great
do.
Great band, Roma band. Maybe
they're
some
awesome
gigs with them. I don't know.
So cool.
We do 6 gigs. I know one is Bologna, one is, we talked about last time, one Roma, one Firenze, Spacca. Can't remember.
Where's your script?
No, I can't remember. Well, it's on the Hoot page, okay?
Yeah.
So go to the Hoot page, you'll see my Italian Italian gigs there.
And lastly, Out Already, Estelle EP with Watt and Steve McKay.
Yeah, like
third
I was saying.
Unknown Instructors album, Fun
All right, Man. That came out in May.
Fun Man.
Look, let's play some music. Thank you so much for,
for
letting people know so it didn't
badly
sound like I was banging my own drum. Let's play some stuff by Stefano Pelia and Andrea Belfi, each a solo piece, okay. Watt from Pedro's show. Thank you. For Pedro show, some music from the two musicians I'm going to do some gigs and record with in Italy, and in November, beginning of December. First, we had "Playing a Part" by Andrea Belfi, and then that's funny, huh? "Playing a Part."
Mm-hmm.
He gave me it. A part is one word.
Yeah.
But playing a part is like an actor in a role.
Yeah.
Ben?
A track.
Ben would know?
No.
No, Ben's a comedian.
He's a hacker.
Okay. He wants to be a comedian though, right?
He was taking classes for fun.
Yeah. Has he given it up?
Class is done.
So his adventure done?
6 weeks or something.
No more? Class two?
No.
Okay. Then we heard Atlantic City, part two. And that was for a friend of, by Stefano Paglia. And it was for a friend of his who recently passed away. Do you know Bramante, who was in a band called Sinistry, which we heard third there, with a song called Deep Squeak. So, big love to Fratello Dino. And Fratello Andrea, Fratello Stefano. I'm grateful for them providing this opportunity to go to the land of my mom's people. I've always enjoyed playing there, but to make an Italiano album.
How long are you going to be there?
November 21, December 5, so 2 weeks.
Okay. I'll be gone.
Yeah, let's talk about your trip. Well, no, we only got a few minutes left here, and I want you to get into this. But 2 weeks, and I come back in December, and then the Tokyo, right, end of the year gig.
Oh, a few weeks later.
And make the album with Nels Klein. Ah, we were talking about my birthday, right, 52 years old in Long Beach, California, at the mm-hmm. Prospector with Dose.
Mm-hmm.
First Dose gig in a while. And with Keo Griffin, Tokanda, Joe Berardi. And then the other band is called Stadium Kitchen.
Mm.
Do you know Stadium Kitchen?
No.
It's a brand new band with Shikahanda, Nels Klein. You don't know of this band.
No, I'm all
I trump all you on loop. This information.
Yes, and I'm getting angry.
And the only song I know they're doing for sure is a cover of a Madonna song called My Secret Garden. Do you know about this?
What, the book?
I'll play it for you right now. But I think Madonna did write her song from that book.
In my secret garden, I'm looking for the perfect flower, waiting for my finest hour. In my secret garden, I still believe, after all, I still believe, and I fall. You plant the seed, and I'll watch it grow. I wonder when I'll start to show. I wonder if I'll ever know where my place is, where my face is. I know it's in here somewhere. What I really want to know is the color of my hair. I know the answer is out there somewhere in my secret garden. There's a bed of roses and thorn, a heart that has not hardened, a place that I can be born. In my secret garden, a rose without a thorn, a lover without a scorn. If I wait for the rain to kiss me and undress me, will I look a fool, wet and a mess? Will I still be thirsty? Will I pass the test? And if I look to the rainbow, will I see it? Or will I pass right by? Cause I'm not supposed to see, cause the blind are never free. Cause even in my secret garden, there's a chance that I could hide. And that's why I'm still looking for a petal that isn't torn, a heart that has not hardened, a place that I can't be born. In my secret garden, a rose without a thorn, a lover without scorn. I still believe. I still believe. When all is said and done, I'm still alive. When the boots have come and trampled on me, I'm still alive. When all the lawyers and accounts have come to suck my blood dry, I'm still alive. And the sun will kiss me and caress me, and I think that I will grow. This I know, and that is why I'm still looking for a petal that isn't torn, a heart that has not hardened, a place that I can't be born. In my secret garden, a rose without a thorn, a lover without scorn. Somewhere on Fulton Blue lies my secret garden.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Nels Klein in 1998, along with Bob Lee and myself, the Black Gang, during my final round of the First Opera Tour, doing a cover of Madonna's My Secret Garden, which he's going to resurrect for Stadium Kitchen, their new duet together. And they're going to also join us in Tokyo. You got to see the YouTube video of that. Thoughts?
It's freaking me out still. I've never seen Nels sing that way before. He sings in his new singer's album, but it's not that like that.
What about the way he holds his hands?
Uh-huh. Oh, that, yeah. Well, I know that of him, so.
You like?
Yeah, yeah. It's his other side.
And guitar only at the end.
Yeah. It's, you know, he does do fancy things with his hands when away from guitar.
There was proof.
Kind of cool, yeah.
YouTube, plug in Secret Garden, Nels Klein.
And what, yeah.
And what, and it'll come up there. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour of October 23rd, 2009, Watt for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. October 23, 2009, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Racing, 10 minutes pass, I'll wait for you. them all, I can't see you. What have I done? What shall I do? Hello, hello. See your face in another pastime. Hello, hello. Another town with a different roadside. Hello, hello. Cry some other time, I will find you. Too much to learn, too young to die. I'm nearing 30. 10 minutes past, too late to ask. The vacant spaces that never last. What have I done? What shall I do? Hello, hello. Your face in another pastime. Hello, hello. Another town with a different roadside. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello. Like a moving picture, and as the daylight fades to black, it disappears. I see your face again, it's like a moving picture, and as the daylight fades to black, it disappears.
Hello, hello. guess I'll make any sense. I am a date, I'm regulate, so that I don't sound like my friend. I don't know what to do.
answered in a pinner of our town. I could see it in her eyes. Well, it in her eyes, oh man. Those hurts the scarcity. See it in her eyes. There on the beach, if I only had a Corona, if I said
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour with 10 Minutes by the Hoaxes. Then we heard Worries Go by the Big Eyes Family Players. Something I got in the mail from Pickled Egg Records. Isn't that a great name?
Mm-hmm.
Pickled Egg. Kind of folky. Carla would like that. Then we heard Innocence, All Fucked Up. I think. Maybe it was two songs, and they combined, by Mind Grenade. Now one, maybe two sides of the same song.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hard Being You by Grim Dillon. Like the Bob Dylan spelling, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Little White Cracker by Porch. Porch. Little White Cracker. So, Speak, you have some adventure coming up. First thing you need is a truck, right?
I need a truck for the next few weeks because it's a bigger deal to yourself, you know, when you're trying to rearrange your lifestyle and possession. You know, other people, you can never really explain that to other people how that can be, but I have a lot of emotional ties to a lot of little things I have.
And what, here in SoCal?
Yeah, like furniture that I picked over the years and, you know, things like that.
You have to let them all go now.
I'm gonna, because now I have to clear things that are not purposeful to what I want to do. Now that I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
I need.
It's not hoard furniture.
Yeah, because maybe at some point in my life I thought it was kind of more like host, you know, like have guests over and home where people can hang and stay.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, fuck that. In fact, you know, joining Couchsurfing was kind of like a little extreme version of like, oh, I get that out of my system.
Yeah.
I could do it. I did it. And now it's, you know, time for something else. So, but yeah, it's a funny story. I was looking around in Thailand Craigslist, which there's not really anything in there. Thai people don't use it. Just other foreigners.
Thailand Craigslist?
Yeah, Craigslist, yeah. And I found this ad looking for some kind of Thai artist graphic MMA-related clothing line. They need some graphics or something. So I contacted it, and like, hey, I'm not a graphic designer, but I'm interested to see what's up, you know, because I know...
It's MMA.
Yeah, I know artists, and then I'm into MMA, so I want to see. And ended up, it was people in LA who's looking around in Thai Craigslist. I had meetings with them. They were like downtown, a few miles from me.
And what's the Thai connect?
They just
are they Thai people?
No, they actually
they're interested in Thailand.
Well, they have a company that deals with Thailand on one of the guys deal with Thailand on furniture exchange, but Thai thing is about through the pipeline of MMA and the Muay Thai stuff.
Yeah,
Thai boxing, and they kind of interested to start a new clothing lines for. Like it's broader than Thai boxing. It's for MMA market, but they kind of interested in the Thai something, which kind of something I was thinking of anyways for myself. But
you mean in a fashion sense?
Yeah.
Or like functional. They want to make MMA clothes?
Yeah,
to
yeah.
To actually do it in?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
Or mix.
Or maybe cross over to square people.
To casual fans, whatever. But
right, hey, yeah. I like what he's wearing. Maybe yeah. I don't fight, but I like
yeah.
maybe wear this.
But yeah, it's a new clothing lines, and they...
Like many baseball jerseys caught on, and those
sure.
people weren't all playing baseball, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Baseball hats, big time.
Yeah, so, and the art director of the company was super, like, into my photography, this whole dark, grainy things I'm doing with the boxers and fighters
yeah,
I've
yeah,
done.
Yeah. Right.
And
great.
He wants me in on advertising campaign, which they are doing a blast of a whole year that's associated with UFC
yeah.
stuff. And he's really into, he seems to be really excited about having discovered me. And the stuff that I've been doing. And I'm like, wow. It's
the
like
music stuff?
That too. He likes some of the music stuff that I've
because
done. Because he likes the bands that I shot.
The man in New York.
Yeah.
Mr.
Ralph Gibson.
Mr. Gibson said, no more music.
I know. Oh, he said, not fight either. Because he said the things that...
You're done with that too?
The things that he noticed I have in common is I shoot easy subject because fighters and musicians are entertainers.
All set up, yeah, right.
They're kind of just there doing their
own
thing.
They're acting like they're photographs.
Yeah, they're just giving it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of told me to, like, you know, try
you
a little harder.
You gotta find it.
And that's why I told him to give me a camera that would be a little bit more ambiguous.
Just help me find it.
It's like
he wants to give you the lens if you find
yeah,
the body.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But
back to the...
Yeah. So that's why I kind of keep delaying my plan to go to Thailand, because now I picked this up, I'm going to have to do photo series for the ad campaign for the new clothing line.
Do they want you in Thailand? They want you here?
No, here.
They want you here.
They want me to shoot their friends.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Some of the stuff I shot, they already could use, but they don't know them. So
yeah, yeah.
So they try to arrange
something. Get your
something.
People.
Yeah.
Their people, rather.
Yeah, yeah. So
to become your people.
So it's going to be crazy.
Your
like,
subjects.
It's like, and I mean, I feel...
Well, what about as far as pad? Because you want to bail out of Glacelle Park.
Yeah. I'm trying to deal with that in the next...
Because you want to float, right? So you'd be
yeah.
ready to go to Thailand.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere without being, yeah, situation.
Yeah, at least for the next few months, I have... I need to do...
Because this thing was not... It just came up. It was unforeseen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just looking around to see what's up in Thailand MMA scene. And
it's opportunity.
If this was here. And of course...
But not total luck because you've been doing all this work.
Exactly.
If you didn't have that work.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, the whole Thailand connection would come in handy because the company also deal with Thai artists and Thai designers and things. So it's an interesting intersect of different interests, you know. And
common ground.
Yeah, and I feel pretty strong and confident about getting into a situation where I am that person who can translate both, you know, the American market into the Thais, whether it's be arts or, you know, movies or something like that, fighting scene, and then translate back what the Thai scene, like, political scene to you.
Yeah.
Like, you keep
I'm
asking.
Curious.
I'm like, geez, let me go.
Well, the way, look, the way our, even our internet news, this stuff just comes and flashes. You don't have hardly any background.
Yeah. A reality without, it's a reality of it that if stuff happened in a country where they don't speak English, it doesn't seem as significant because they can't express, you know. So I'm almost like feeling like, oh, if I go over there, I can maybe translate the sentiment a little bit more, but not that it's like needed, but it feels like it kind of bridged a little bit more understanding British ruling for a long time,
so, and maybe this is a reaction against it, military, government.
Yeah, it's
put their own people down. I know last year there was kind of an uprising.
Yeah, with the monks and stuff. It was pretty crazy, and I want to sneak in there some point next year, see what's
And there's been a lady whose father was a big fighter, and she's been a...
She's a Nobel Peace Prize, and was sort of... was actually an elected...
Right, but she's got to stay in her house.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name?
Songjong Suki or something.
These flashes, you know, yeah. Balloon Boy was our big news for a little bit here.
I missed the whole thing. I was kind of glossed over it.
Okay, Balloon Boy was... the father had launched a helium balloon.
Uh-huh.
And oops! One of my sons is in there. And then it turns out, you know, the police, everybody, we got to help get the boy out of there.
Uh-huh.
Turns out the boy was never in there. He was hiding. And, ooh, what a relief. No, Daddy. Remember, I was supposed to be hiding. This is how we're going to get our own reality show. And so there's a whole thing on this. Maybe a psychological insight to the U.S. Mind about wanting to be a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
And this man has a history of chasing tornadoes and had been talking to producers of reality shows.
Yeah.
And so now there's a whole hand-wringing, I guess, on our own fold in the fabric of our national character that might be kind of suspect and maybe not so genuine.
No, but I mean, I've been fascinated with the, you know, like how things kind of roll itself out. Like, you know, like, the U.S. is pretty much commonly known as to be like the land of opportunities, and everybody can have a chance at something, and then it turns to be, you know, like corporate model where anybody can work their way up, or now is like lottery winning, or becomes a reality movie star. Yeah.
But get your kids
or TV star
in on bullshit, hyping up a situation.
Yeah,
some people are very upset about this. How dare this happen?
It happens even all the time. This one just happened to be recorded.
Right. All's fair and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But with this, there's like some big injustice has been done because he got his kids to lie on this.
Whatever.
I know. It's very strange. But that was a big thing. So, with our news and our thirst for knowledge, you know, something comes up in Thailand and there's some riot at the airport, and the airport was closed.
They shut down the airport.
Right. This is a big news. And what's going on here? You know, what's going on here? What is
money and stuff?
How does this government run any? They have a king, or what do they do?
But that's, you know, that's like a weird philosophical
difference. And this is why right away I wanted information from you on this.
And I tried.
I wasn't going to dismiss it like that.
It's interesting. Like every time something comes up, it's almost like, oh, I don't even know where to begin. Because there's there are certain social norms, there are cultural, historical, and religious factors, and then there's a lot of changes that goes on because of international contact. So there's a lot of little things that happen.
Oh, there was a little thing that happened. Mr. Carradine.
Oh, yeah. Little thing.
So once again, we hear about Bangkok.
Yeah. Like, awesome. That's what we want to put it up there as an impression of Bangkok.
And I heard people say, of course, it would be there.
Yeah. And I think the favorite quote that came out of there was like, the police said, no Farang die of natural causes in Thailand. And I'm like, what? Okay, that's good. The police is making an official statement. And, I mean, people treat death a little bit differently. Like, over here, it's, like, immediately trying to find fault.
Yeah, right. Well, the family right away.
Yeah. Which is understandable. I mean, it's...
Yeah, one of these guys who does...
Seems normal.
Commercials. Hey, I got a real fast, loud voice, and I sell things. And I think his name was Billy... Well, he died of a heart attack. And the autopsy said, but there was Chocho in his body. And the family, right? No way, this guy never used...
It's drugs?
Kokata.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, because they had to protect the name of the dead.
And it seemed the same with Mr. Carradine, right away. No way.
There's no way he'd be into silliness.
He'd be hanging himself.
But I
shouldn't be laughing about any of this. But
no, but the Thai
it's funny,
the
Thai is thrust really in this dimension of Thailand, which is...
It's like
crazy people shutting down the airport, and then people found in the closet hung like this.
They treat death really differently to begin with. They're like, oh, you know, culturally they think you've got it coming to you.
Oh,
however
karma,
you die.
Karma, right.
Yeah, because your past life is already determined how you're going to die in this life.
That's really That's an interesting way of working it out, because the other way of like, boy, he lived a good life. Why did this happen to him? The whole idea of, no, the life before, he did not live so good.
Yeah, he probably did something bad.
Go further. You can deal with it. But humans but in their thing.
It doesn't mean that they won't try to crack down who did what, but it's...
I don't know how much money is on tourism, but probably a lot with Thailand, right?
Yeah, a lot.
So you don't want a bad... It's safe to come here.
Yeah. It's still... Yeah. I don't know. I have a really huge mixed feelings about it, because when I was a teenager in Thailand, I was kind of... they start building buildings to cater to those kind of interests, and then all the natural resources are a sideline, or if not destroyed, you know, little things like that,
industry.
And then further than that is the influences of minds, of culture, of the way people relate to each other. It's actually I can almost go so far to say that the original culture is kind of destroyed. Then again, Thailand has been a hub for all its history. So it has China coming in, India coming in. So it's always been this place that it just changes and into whatever influences that comes through. England hung out for a while. yeah. But that's also the kings were educated in England.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they took a lot of
some of the institutions, right.
Yeah, the education system. And
judicial, maybe some of the government.
Yeah, yeah, the parliament.
Parliamentary system.
Yeah, all that.
So it's natural for humans, you know, to adapt. It's how far, I guess, which is like selling out, right? We would say to about a band.
Yeah.
Taking the big money.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a parallel to that, to a economy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, it seems to be like a bad idea if you go where the money is, you know, because
any cost, right?
Well, I guess that's the definition of selling out, is you let go of your ideals.
Yeah, right. Anything's fair game.
Yeah, but then
your daughters.
Then, you know, that's a whole gray line about justification your way through. Like, well, you know, if you do this way and then you still reserve your original goals, maybe. But
win-win.
That's all it is, and people kind of interpret.
Or maybe things. Some people say, well, maybe some of the old wasn't that good to hold on to.
Exactly. So
Atlas, maybe some young people might think this,
because
some stuff was institutionalized that was creepy, and maybe the only way to get rid of it is to bring in some of this farang.
Right. Well, yeah, in a way. But then the laws actually is pretty interesting, because like the foreigners can't own shit.
Yeah, right.
It's a tiny country. So.
But just because they're not owning it, if you're accommodating them,
it's
almost virtual, them running.
And there's the idea of...
if you're totally accommodating these cats.
Breeding themselves whiter by by marriage and all this things.
Oh, yeah,
so that's this whole other thing, because they want to be whiter.
Also, there's a thing about capital of sexual reassignment.
And the lady boys are considered third sex.
Right.
Which, the idea was that all the men who cheated on their wives are born in this life
as
a woman stuck in a man's body as a part of paying off karma.
To learn the lesson.
But
because that's also a huge problem, is men cheating on the wives.
It's problem, you know.
No, because everybody's saying that the prostitute's all for the farang, but not... Yeah. Actually, the case.
Majority is for Thai people.
Yeah. See, again, don't have a good picture of Thailand. It's just so mysterious.
It's just more obvious when they're hanging out with foreigners.
Sure, those parts of town with all the flamboyant.
Yeah, you see that more. But, yeah, it's an interesting class system and all this unpleasant thing that nobody really talks about that I'm definitely going to go in and dig it out.
And check out. And we're talking about using Skype, where we can maybe do some radio shows together.
Reporting from the field.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
This would be great, because, you got family, you got blood, but now you actually get to go and live there now. How long is your plan?
My original plan is, because I have scheduled that I want to be at other places. Like,
yeah.
I want to go back to Jazz Fest next spring.
Yeah.
So I might come back, but...
When's that? April?
End of April.
Mm-hmm.
But I might not, so I have no fixed dates on that. I haven't bought my ticket to go out yet.
No, because of this other opportunity that just came.
Yeah. And
very interesting. You got to take some pictures of some fighters.
Yeah. And actually, I'm selling out because it's commercial. No. Actually, it's just funny because the idea behind the line is something...
Well, you were going to take pictures of fighter anyway. You were going to go to Thailand and follow one of these guys, right?
They want exactly the way I do it because the same idea behind it. Like, they want to feature people.
What a coincidence. And please don't shave. I like that mustache. And on and on and on. And Craig, I haven't really followed it. Is it like... It's like the recycler, right? An online version of the recycler.
Pretty much. It's pretty useful.
Combined
all over
with
the
like
world.
Those ads in the back of the LA Weekly.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why it was funny, because I went to Craigslist Thailand, and I'm like, for sure, it's going to have a huge thing in the personal ad. And sure enough, it was like white man looking for girlfriends or, ladies and, wives. And all these women put their pictures up, like, looking for husbands, and I'm like, okay, great. I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no
what's
mysteries.
Funnier is the personal ads locally in LA.
Yeah.
It's freakier. And you can get, like, totally...
Almost fetish.
...carried away reading this weirdness. Like, really? This is what people spending time sort of?
Well... If you notice in the free weeklies, those sections get bigger and bigger.
It's big money.
In the old days, do you remember, you weren't here yet, but there was something called the LA Free Press.
That's me.
And it was a hippie thing.
I kind of
heard
of it,
exposed cop brutality and whatever. And it then turned into the Freep. And it was nothing but these personal ads.
Yeah. It's sad, it's like...
Well, it's a...
It's the same thing with...
Dimension of humanity.
Same thing with the balloon guy.
Balloon boy.
Because the idea is, like, everybody wants to stand out somehow. They want to find connection. They want to feel validated by being a part of something or that other outside reinforcement of who they are. And, it's sort of like why I do photography the way I do.
You mean the ladies putting the ads or the guys?
All that stuff. I mean, most people, I don't want to say most because I haven't met most, but it's common enough that people are lost. They're kind of looking for somebody else to tell them who they are or validate that they are a good enough person or lovable. And it's like, it boils down to...
If you pay somebody, it probably doesn't matter.
Oh, this is another personal thing, though. I don't know. I went to art college, so there's a bunch of us that still stay in touch in Thailand, from Thailand.
Yeah, yeah.
One has been married for the last 10, 15 years in Orlando. She works for Disney, and she's like have that white picket fence corporate life.
Yeah.
And she told me, she just emailed me the other day and said, one of my husband's friends is lonely and looking for someone to love. And it's like a weird thing. I'm like, what? When I read the first time, I was like, are you like spamming me? Who are you? But
it's your old college buddy.
And she was like, and I was showing.
Maybe she's soliciting.
she was showing different friends on the High Five, which is like a Facebook, MySpace type thing with all these friends. And she told me like, the guy was drawn immediately to this one of our mutual friends in Bangkok, who's actually like is not doing very well. As far as financial wise and future. And
so this could help.
So she's like, she was like, "Dad, what do you think? This guy really likes her and said she's cute. Should I hook them up or something, Because I called her and she's also looking for someone to love. I'm like, oh my God, this is so sleazy. But then, it's like, maybe it could be a solution or somebody needing to be with
In the old
someone.
West, they used to write ads. There's so many men out here looking for gold and stuff. And
oh, mail order bride.
Come on over.
Yeah. Oh, you told me about
and
the
like
mama
their plan. Options was, well, I'm going to be a seamstress in this factory.
Yeah, exactly.
And
my friend has
this
a
kind
really
of a little
tough
a hint
life.
Of desperation.
is all desperation.
So maybe that's not bargaining from a position of strength.
Yeah, and that's
so scary.
And that's why it could get a little. That's why I'm kind of skeptical about looking at the situation. But
yeah.
I'm not in the situation to make a decision. If this is a way out for her, and if it's a way out for him to get out of his singlehood or whatever that he's looking for, a wife, a cook, I don't know. But like, I'd like to see what comes out of it. But it's like, really? I thought I'm like separate from that. You know, random connection thing. I thought it's all, you know, pretty manageable.
Meanwhile, you know, yesterday the Dodgers owner fired his wife. Well, last week
fired.
They separated, yeah.
Didn't she try to buy the team or
well,
something?
Well, now there's big divorce war going to happen. And
it's awesome.
Yeah. Boy-girl situations.
Yeah. But
play some music.
Okay.
junkie arc. Now you don't feel good. Let me go home. There's no one there, so you'll be all alone. You can sit in the bathroom. You can be sick. To vomit inside the toilet. Oh, you hurt inside. And this time you're gonna quit. It's too late. I'm choking on it. All your friends think that you suicide. Is this the way that you're gonna die? Is this the way that you're gonna die? Is this the way that you're gonna die?
What from Pedro Show? We heard tune number 3-04 by OG. He's an English young man and learning how to play music and doing it. Can't really find people to play with, so he's just doing it himself, which I think is a great thing. Then we got Touch Goya by D. Holder. D. Holder is originally from Knoxville, eastern part of Tennessee, now lives in near Osaka, in Japan, and is learning music. I think Mr. Shimmy's giving him some guitar lessons. And then we had Loader by Paul Anker. And Paul Anker, a band out of Joshua Tree, which is a father on bass and his son on drums, and them making a band together. Which, you know, to me these are very personal parts of music. I don't know what other people see in it, but I love it. And if anything, other people who are want to get into music, see they're doing it.
Yeah.
You do it too. That's what D. Boone said, you know. Something about, what did he say? One band, one block, for every block, a band.
Yeah.
But what if there's two guys on the block who want a band?
They will have a band together.
Yeah, interesting what you're talking about. You slip in between the two cultures. It'd be great if we do some shows with you
and
over
of course,
there.
And I can't wait to go to different cultures. Yeah, I'm a little bit...
You have a trippy place in your life where you can do this.
I kind of want to get more familiar with India.
I want to go there.
I have some friends there, and I'd like to check it out.
Jimask has been there a bunch, but mainly to an ashram. This lady Amma has kind
That's
of
right.
like her little her little compound where her people who listen to her words live and stuff. And Jay's visited there a few times. But I would love to go to India.
Yeah, you should come.
So much of the world I haven't seen, even though I've seen some.
It's pretty intense, India.
I can imagine, but it's a cradle civilization.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has significant. I think it's a dynamic. It's a culture in change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now it's
big
a really
time,
significant
huh?
time.
Right.
I like to.
They've had incredible, just climate geographical challenges. Right. Every year, here comes a monsoon.
Yeah, I was gonna say, go during the monsoon.
You know.
Yeah.
Whooper ass.
People die
weather.
Every year.
Here come. We're gonna get flooded out.
It's
we're
almost
get
like
out.
Okay, is it you this time? Like. Crazy.
Also, I think India is about a lot of different people.
Yeah, it's
right?
very, very mix, of religion, culture.
Yeah.
But, it's different from region to region.
That's what I mean. Many. So, probably take a long time really to absorb it all. It's probably a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's why I read about India once. She's never truly invaded. She absorbs her invaders.
Mm-hmm. Because their idea is... as well as some other cultures with old, you know, history like that. They feel like they have time. You know, that's like the very different mentality with Western idea. Western
right.
idea is like, got to do it now, very
right,
impulsive,
right.
trying to get in, you know, everything right away. But
right.
India is like, oh yeah, we'll let the Western world run around for a while, but we'll just, you know, we'll take over, you know, eventually.
We'll wait it out.
With our, you know, brain power through our computer people. We are studying hard, and we'll prevail. It's just, yeah, it's a little the clock runs differently in different
that
countries.
Was a big thing in that book, James Burnett, on those three Thai books, about how Thailand had to, like, well, his point being an English guy coming over for Hong, they had to deal with the clock. They had to deal with the week.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
this idea of time
yeah.
and stuff. And this is one reason, problem with the methamphetamine.
Yeah.
The only way we could, it's unnatural to us, so we'll use this unnatural chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of trippy perspective. But both you and your half-sister said, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, she's the one who read it, and she didn't finish it. She's like, whatever.
Yeah, you only got a few pages into it.
Few chapters.
Yeah, no, I read all three.
Yes.
But I understand that, yeah, it's not the most accurate. It's just an airplane book
yeah,
for those hell rides.
But that's the weird thing about it. I read some Thai things, and it's not accurately portrayed itself either, because it wants to look good. That's like a really in the mentality. They want to be liked and accepted. You can see that in Thai people because they smile all the time. They're welcoming.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they keep the gossip in the back end. But they never really accuse foreigners or visitors of anything. And it's just weird.
Foreigners never die of natural causes.
Yeah. And everything is worth, like, it's up for laughing at. I don't know. So
it's
like, be
okay.
careful what you do. I mean,
yeah.
especially in India, it's like if you become something strange, they just laugh at you, and you're just standing there like a mad person trying to get something done or something. They just laugh at you.
Maybe that's a little healthy. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for
really
having me.
Really righteous. October 23rd, 2009. Lot for Pedro show. Keep your powder dry. One last thing. I should add that if you want to get a hold of Miss Peek or see any of her work, please go to peekness.com. That's P as in police, E as in egg, A as in association, K as in kangaroo, N as in Nancy, E as in exactly, S as in ship, S as in shipmate. .com, peekness.com. Lots of good stuff there. You can see your work. peekness.com.